The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Can I talk to you today? Did you unplug and plug?
Just now. I just just unplugged. Just here. I was like, I'm ready when you are, and then Tanner called me.
Oh. that's a little bit of a conversation sometimes.
Tanner's not a text messenger.
He's a caller.
He's a caller.
He's a caller for sure.
But he's a good caller because I'll be like, I gotta go. And he's like, bye. Or he's like, yeah. He's like, I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Are we talking about your truck?
No.
No. Okay. Did you drop your video today?
I was literally, when you said I'll be ready in 30, I was out in my backyard filming next to the OBS.
Oh, okay.
And then I looked down and I had hot sauce all over my t-shirt.
Oh, no.
So I had to come inside, change my t-shirt.
Do it again. So did the video drop? Not yet?
It's dropping today, this afternoon.
Sometime today.
I had to do the intro. I had to make sure that's good. Then I have to go do the outro.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super funny.
Well, it's Monday. The video has already been out for a few days then, so hopefully everybody saw it. Hopefully I watched it and I liked it and I enjoyed it. Probably did.
You should critique it before it comes out.
Oh boy. Let's see here.
You should say, here, I'll give you the critiques. Ready? Brian needs to learn how to adjust his microphone, because the last part of the video where he's talking, my microphone has an adjustment where it can just go forwards or forwards and backwards.
Oh, okay. And the shotgun mic?
Yeah, and I had it on forwards and backwards, and that creates like this hiss. So then I have to add this denoiser, which creates this other thing. And I just noticed that when I was filming myself out in the back, I looked back and all. I really need to pay attention to these things.
It's hard.
It is.
Because there's so many moving parts when you're filming something that it's so hard to keep track of everything.
Because I'll turn the mic around and film Panda or film somebody, and then I'll click it to where I can talk and he can talk. Mm-hmm. And then when I turn it back to just him, then I click it.
Oh, so you're constantly changing it all the time.
Changing it.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Does this video now hold the conclusion of the red truck?
No. Almost.
No.
Basically, it's done.
Okay.
It's done. When I left there, yesterday, they were working on it. They got the seat in. They got all the air management's working. The bed was painted. The inner fenders were painted. And they were just waiting to bleed the clutch.
When you say painted, is it red or is it just like black? Or
no, it's red. And then we primed it, and then you put red on it, and then you let it sit for a while, and then you sand it down, and you give it that. You match the patina, basically.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. And all that's done.
Yeah, he was doing the bed today, so
that's awesome. And the plan is still to take it to kind of debut it at Turkey Drag in a few weeks.
Yep. So I should be picking it up on Monday or Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super exciting. That's really, really exciting. It's really exciting for me too, because that's one little step closer for mine.
Yep. Yeah, that's out of there, and then he's got a couple other things like smaller jobs coming in. Then we got a. Joey's truck will go in. That's again, that's a small job, but yeah. So you should be getting the phone call at some point.
I'm starting to understand that probably we'll talk about Dino's in a minute, but everybody was asking me about the truck, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, soon. I was actually supposed to take it out that weekend. And then we decided that wasn't really going to work out. But I'm really like starting to understand, like, this is probably going to be like a January type thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, and
it might be severed. It might be severed. It might be severed week. Is honestly what I'm really thinking is like I'm planning in my like because like right now I'm really trying to be like proactive on getting ready for next year. So I'm knocking out a few customer jobs and then it's going to be restocking everything I have. And then by the time I get to like the end of January, February, I'm only working on a couple new things that I have in mind. And so I'm like in my mind, I'm planning out all these things and I'm like, the truck is probably going to be maybe like a severed week, you know, like come out there or like that'd make a lot of sense. Come out there, do the truck, spend a few days filming that and then go right into the show that weekend.
It's not
out of the realm of possibilities. It's
not out of the realm of possibilities because if you drove your truck out with the booth in it.
Which would be cool.
And then Panda's going to be at, like, we're all going to have a booth together and all this
stuff.
And then maybe instead of driving out early, you drive out for the show and then stay.
Oh, I like that idea.
And then
have the truck there.
Yep. And then
all stock.
Then we load my truck, the Titan, with your booth stuff. And my trailer, and I drive you back home, and then I pick my Tacoma up from Allen's.
I think we just figured all this out.
I think we
figured all this out.
It's funny when it comes down to timing and getting into these shops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's like, look, it's understandable. Panda is obviously gaining more and more popularity, so he's getting more and more work, and people are really happy with his work, and people are now seeking it and want it, which... He's in like this interesting pocket, like being very busy, taking on more jobs. He's going to have to. And I don't know the behind the scenes, like, you know, more than I do. He's going to have to start saying like no to people, like, no, I can't do this, or I can do this in a while or something. You know what I mean? Because I think what happens sometimes is shops like get really busy and it's good and they want it. And then all of a sudden they're saying yes too much.
Yeah, we had a long conversation about this the other day about like. There's certain types of jobs where you can get them in and they're a day, or get them in and they're 2 days. But then there's the big jobs, like yours is a big job.
Yeah.
So like those, they're on the calendar, but they're not, you can't just get them in because they have to have a spot.
Right. Yeah.
And like
Panda that, Shop is not huge.
It's not huge. And he's actually getting a lift put in.
Oh, really?
Like today, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. That's helpful.
Yeah. And so that'll actually be able to get like, he's got that little Datsun from No Regrets, that little white one that he did. That's coming in, and they're doing something to it, and they're going to use the lift, but it's going to make the job go faster.
Yeah, that's cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're pumping stuff out, and yeah, the red truck will essentially. I don't think he's got another big job until. Well, I mean, I'm sure he does. He's got a couple. The jobs are so weird, right? There's like the little jobs. Like Joey's truck is a little job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 1 or 2 day job. And then you've got like the jobs that are like a week long.
Mm-hmm. Like, which like the OBS.
Yeah, like the OBS or the doing sheet metal in a firewall or sheet metal in a bed. And then the chassis stuff, those are months and months and months. So that has a permanent spot because once it's there, it can't move.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And once you start taking it apart.
Yeah. That's kind of like the red truck. And then also there's that truck behind the red truck. It's like that 40s or 50s Chevy.
Oh yeah.
That thing's done. So like cool. They're going to put a motor and stuff in it, but the suspension and everything's done. So like it's kind of cool just to see the process, but
that's great.
And also time goes so fast that
it's the end of 2025.
I know.
Time just flies by. I just bought this truck. No, I didn't. I bought this truck 6 months ago.
Right.
Yeah, I know, it's insane.
and it feels like a month ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just bought it. Not really.
Yeah. Time is a thing, and just also like cherishing the moment now, because that truck will never be like that again. And
I've actually thought of that.
Yeah.
As I'm driving it around, I'm like, this truck is going to be completely different. And a small part of me, very small, but still a part of me is like, I'm kind of scared. Like, will I get it? I have this truck I absolutely love, and then I'm going to give it away and get it back completely different. Am I going to still love it? Is something going to be different?
It's going to make little noises here and there. It's going to, you know, it's going to do these things and you're just like, well, I didn't do that before, but that's the truck now.
Yeah. I mean, the good part about it is, well, here's a couple good parts about it is, one, I've had many, many bad trucks. So I'm It's not like I'm like this unknown thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had trucks that are really nicely built and really trucks that are really, really badly built. So like I know I can compare it. So like when I do get it back, like when we drive your truck, it feels good. It feels solid. It feels very nimble. It feels good. And so like I've driven trucks before, you get in them and they do not feel good.
Yeah.
They're bouncing around like stuff. Like there's definitely normal like bag truck stuff. And then there's just abnormal bag truck stuff. Right. And I've had both.
I can't wait for you to take you around in my truck now.
Yeah, I know. Well, we won't talk about it. But
talk about it. I know it sucks. I really want to talk about it because it's really cool. But anyways. But yeah, so that video's out, and that video basically is the Kyusha Club meet. It starts with mm-hmm. that, and then it goes into going to Pandas and just kind of messing around with the battery box again and getting the truck running because it didn't run for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end of the video is, so I put all the Vegas stuff in there too.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of just this hodgepodge of not making any sense.
Man, so I've been working on my video and I want to have it done very soon because I have another project planned for the end of the year. Oh, dang it. I didn't want to say that. But anyway, I'm planning a little project for the end of the year that I hopefully comes out really cool.
Cool.
But yeah, so mine is the same way. But mine was kind of purpose driven in that way where I wanted it to be like, you know, we talked about it like, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm here. And then whoop. Oh, no, I'm here. And then whoop. I'm here. So yeah. It's like kind of like I like the flow of that. I like how that's being put together right now. But it is a hodgepodge of nonsense is what it is.
And titles help, like big fat titles that just go like mm-hmm. Las Vegas or Southern California or mm-hmm. the title of the show. It just helps to that transition instead of showing like driving there or a transition shot. Like the title can just be the transition shot.
Yeah. Very, like, very old Casey Neistat kind of
very just like now we're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Now we're in Las, something like that. Because mm-hmm. I was like,
Was the Kyusha Club meet after Day of the Dead?
No, it was before.
It was before. Okay.
And it's funny because I recorded a bunch of Day of the Dead and it's not in this video. So I'm going to put I'm going to put it in the next video.
Like the Dino's video?
No, not the Dino's video. I'm hoping to have the giveaway truck video done.
Oh, I forgot about the giveaway truck.
Jeez, yeah, you know, that thing dude. That,
yeah,
that's we're going to bag probably Severed Weekend.
We don't know. I don't know if you want to reveal that. Is it getting body dropped?
No, it's
not
just
getting
bag? Body
dropped. Just just bag.
So it's just, a week's drop, a week long drop. So yeah, I think what we're going to do.
Panda's all, hold on.
I know. I feel bad. I'm over there. I'm okay. Look, so the next we're going to bring Joey's. And he's like, yo, this ain't your shop.
Yeah, I get that.
So like I was like, well, maybe what if we do the giveaway, because the giveaway truck Tony from Indiana is gonna fly in and
he's gonna do some work to it.
He's gonna do a bunch of work to it, so like we might be able to fly, he might fly in the week before Severed, and then we might be able to do it the week before and not really take up, because a lot of the stuff is the same, like it's already been done on
The red truck.
Yeah. So you just cut the same files and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then it's done. And Tony can be there. And I think Tony's buddy's going to come out. But then I was like thinking that would be cool because then Tony could stay for Severed and hang out.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. We maybe have Tony on again.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
a little update.
He wants to. He wants to. He's got.
Oh,
he's,
I know he does.
Tony's got things he wants to say.
I know.
and I low key he acts like he doesn't watch our videos or listen to this podcast, but I'm pretty sure he does.
That's debatable.
It is debatable, but because sometimes I never know who does and who doesn't, and he's the type of guy, he's not going to be like, ooh, I listened to the podcast. Ooh, mm-hmm. I watched your video. He's the type of guy that'll be like, oh, so what, you got a new truck and you didn't even tell me?
Yeah.
But I don't need to tell you. You should watch the video.
Exactly. Please watch the videos. But yeah, that's really cool. So what is he just like, he just wants to just kind of be part of the build and just kind of like get his hands on it and stuff. That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
So it should, sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. No.
Yeah. So it should go like, if we can just open up that spot in Panda Shop, this is me again, running Panda Shop, obviously.
That's fine.
And, spend a couple of days on it, and it should still be pretty mobile, pretty quick, you know?
Adding the body drop to things definitely changes the dynamic of the build.
Yes, it does.
But is your dog all right?
Yeah, there's a USPS or UPS just dropped off banners.
Oh, more banners.
More banners. More banners. More banners. I'm doing a lot of the small banners now.
Oh, really? You found that well, yeah, those were flying out of the booth pretty well.
They were, and the basically the profit margin on them is the same as like a hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, okay. I'm like, oh, I can just make these banners, and they sit next to the hats. I don't have to have the full table of hats. I can do smaller things of hats, and anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's a good segue into Dino's Get Down.
The best weekend ever.
Dude. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know if things are getting busier, I'm getting older, or the dynamic is changing. I was exhausted, dude. That was an exhausting few days.
It was.
And I said that before about the Vegas show, too. So that's what I'm saying. Like, am I changing? Like, what's changing here? But
I think you are changing a little bit to where you're adjusting how your body operates.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and plus, we're really, really busy. Like, I mean, we've always been busy before, but we're getting more and more busy. Especially with Dino's, dude.
Dino's was a lot. And I did a lot before Dino's leading up to it. Like, even the day that you got there, I think I was at Pandas or somewhere. Yeah. And then I was at Pandas Monday. So, like, Sunday, Sunday I went to Tanner's, picked up my Tacoma, worked on the Tacoma, picked up the Tacoma, brought the Tacoma back, unloaded the Tacoma, unloaded the truck and trailer, like, all the booth stuff.
That was from Vegas weekend.
No, from Dino's.
From
Dino's. So we got home. You left Sunday.
I did.
I went over to Tanner's on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Picked my Tacoma up. Came home. Unloaded the Tacoma. Unloaded the enclosed trailer. Put everything away. But I had to get it because the Tacoma and the trailer could both be in the garage. And then. So I was like still on this just going. Like I wasn't tired.
You were kind of like on like still like a little adrenaline kick, huh?
But then Monday.
Just wiped.
Around midday, I just went to sleep for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
It was on the chair just like. I also gained 10 pounds over that week.
Damn. From what? We weren't really like doing anything, eating.
All you guys left food at my house.
Oh,
the sandwiches, the wraps, the pizza, the Doritos, like all these chips. Like you left a whole box of chips.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I gave it to Tanner and Aiden. I drove up. I was like, here you go. And there was like a little of Jameson from Brent's stuff. I was like, here, take this.
That's funny. Oh, I saw that picture of Chupas. It was all this. That was all the stuff in the back.
Oh, yeah. I had to drop Chupas off at the airport Sunday morning and then go.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, so my tiredness didn't kick in until Monday. And I woke up this morning still tired.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly how I felt. So my perspective was I got up Sunday and left, and that drive, I'm like, damn. And then even like rolling into Monday, I'm Tuesday, I started feeling like, okay, I'm back in this, you know. But yeah, dude, it was just a wild weekend, man. Like we'll talk about the whole thing, but the moment when we were standing in the booth, and that aisle that we were in was jam packed with people, and we had four people in the booth, like shirts just flying out of the booth, was incredible.
It was.
And it was like also like, I don't know if it was in the moment, and we'll talk about this guy in particular in a minute, Larry, like, I don't know if he upped the music or something, but he's like just bumping music. There's like tons of people there. We're just like, ah, you know, it was just like insanity. It was a lot of fun.
So you got to the house on Wednesday. We recorded a podcast. Did we do anything on Wednesday? Did we go anywhere?
No. We just kind of like organized the trailer a little bit, got my stuff in there.
That's right. Because I was at Tanner's that day and I came home. Yeah, and Tanner was like, we need to go out to the.
Oh, yeah. He's like, let's go to the bar.
Right. I was you don't know me very well, do you? Anyways.
And Frank is in Evolution, so you don't know how he is.
Yeah, imagine if we would have went, you just would have went buck wild. Imagine how you would have felt the whole weekend. Oh,
that would have not been fun.
It would have been mini Nats 2 years ago all over again.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then we got and that's a lot of work too. Just literally just getting the stuff in the trailer. And I had already done a bunch of it. So like the night before. And it just takes
that's my
time.
Perspective too. Because like the day before I came out was organizing the trailer, you know? So like it is a lot of like planning leading up to doing what we do. It's not just like rolling up to the show and doing it. Obviously, like I'm sure nobody thinks that, but there is like a lot of behind the scenes work.
I don't, it's not the other people. I don't think we realize it sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. Especially Dino's. It's just an entire other
world. I called it Dino's week, and that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's this leading up to the show. But like I said before in a previous podcast, like, it's nice though, because even though it is like this insane, you know, crazy thing, at least it's like a slow roll up to it.
Yes, yeah.
Getting out to you the next day, getting there, like getting still prepared in the morning, going out the afternoon, setting up, and then Friday, you know, rolling into it. So it is this nice slow roll into it, even though it's completely hectic, you know?
Yeah, because getting there, we got there Thursday around like 1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then set the booth up, park the trailer, and then... yeah, so that was, it's kind of nice because you're not in a rush. You're not, mm-hmm. The show is not opening that night. Like,
right.
I think literally we could have opened the booth and made sales on Thursday, though. That's how it, like, yeah, there Joe was a lot of Joe was making sales. He already had it.
Oh, he was? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he was there. He sold some stuff.
That's
but,
cool.
But yeah, getting everything. And the thing is, you take everything out of that trailer, and that trailer was full to the brim, mm-hmm. plus the bed of the truck. And I don't know. I think we made good decisions this year, though, because.
Oh, definitely.
We had the Easy Up cart, which helped a lot because we mm-hmm. had to park really far away. And the bikes were the best.
Brent's bikes came in clutch. For two reasons. One, they were handy and useful to get around. And two, they were just a ton of fun.
They were so much fun. But yeah. We'll go back to Thursday real quick because we did the open house at Tray 5.
Yeah, we went to Tray 5, did the open house. We got there kind of early because you had to do a little bit of things, which was kind of cool because that slow rolled into that too.
Yeah.
Like, we got there, kind of hung out, chatted with people, and then it kind of like started building up. And
well, we forgot about this part.
Uh-huh.
We left my house with the truck and trailer to go to the other trailer in storage to pick
that's
up
right.
other stuff. Oh. And I forgot my camera. I forgot the pocket.
You didn't record any of that. Yeah.
Well, I forgot the pocket.
The pocket to do the Tray 5 stuff. And then we had to go back.
So I had to go. Right. Yeah. And going back to my house is a journey. So like,
yeah, it is not around the corner.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to do that. And then you saw the trailer for the first time.
It was awesome, dude. That trailer is so freaking cool. We're talking about the new enclosed trailer slash kind of vendor trailer with the double pop out doors. And all right, I'm gonna say this, and Lonnie's gonna hate it because I know Lonnie pops in every week to make sure that we're not talking crap about him.
I think he only watches the teasers.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we'll put this as a teaser.
Yeah, this is the teaser.
Yeah.
So we go there, check out this thing. I'm like blown away by it. It is so freaking nice. The inside. I mean, it's all brand new, so obviously it's like super nice. But like the features, the thought that you put into everything is great. You thought about like the electrical outlets and like the power inside and the power outside, how the doors are, the other door, like all of these like little things. And when I saw it, I was like, I kind of hope it rains at LSD.
I don't hope it rains. I just hope it's a touch cold.
Yeah.
And then maybe rains. So it gives us, because the plan is, if we're gonna take the trailer regardless, right? Because we're gonna mm-hmm. hopefully take the Tacoma or something, and set the trailer up, and then in front of that set the booths up, just like we do.
Yeah.
But if it's rainy, we're gonna use the trailer to sell out of. We're still gonna use the Easy Ups, kind of. Like we don't even know yet.
Yeah, we actually don't know. We haven't really fleshed out a plan yet. We have a rough idea.
But the main idea is selling out of the trailer.
Right.
And so we don't have to worry about mud and stuff like that for us.
Even so, now that this is happening, it's probably going to be like 98 degrees and it's going to be hot and everything.
We won't even want to step inside the trailer because it'd be an oven.
Yeah. But
we'll be like, hey, could you go get the overstock out of the trailer? I don't even want to go in there. It's so hot.
That's probably what is going to happen. But however, it is also going to be really nice to have, like, because, you know, before we've at LST, we've set up the two regular Easy Ups and then have built this like kind of labyrinth of back rooms kind of. But it would be cool to just have the trailer as a back room for the camera gear, for like just a place to put stuff. It'll like kind of not that it wasn't like clean before, but it will add an extra kind of like cleanliness.
Because I want to set tables up in the trailer, and we could set the camera gear on those tables, set mm-hmm. camera gear underneath the tables, and then one side could have all the overstock in it. And then, we still set the two 10x20s up and then also set a Easy Up behind that to hang out. But then the mm-hmm. trailer could be.
Like the backpack room.
The backpack room.
Which is what we've done before, which is really handy. Like having an extra space to like store stuff is great. Also, like that back, the second like 10 by 10 easy up is really great because we love people hanging out in the booth. And we realize that like when we only have like the 10 by, it gets a little crowded. So mm-hmm. it's very nice to have like the extra space. I forget who I was talking to because like that's how, to tie it into Dino's, that's how we set it up at Dino's. We had a 10 by 20 and then another 10 by 20 behind it. And that's where everything was. And I forgot someone said it. They're like, oh, this is nice. Like it gives you room for people to hang out because we're like, we're just back and forth up and down the booth, you know, taking care of customers and stuff. And like that really helps out kind of alleviate the traffic as mm-hmm. but as well as still having our friends there and hanging out and having a good time. And it works out really well.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Did you watch the Trey 5 video yet?
Not yet. Did it go out?
You're in it.
I'm in it?
Yeah, oh. you and Brent. At the beginning, oh. you're like, there's a couple spots where you guys are in it.
Speaking about bikes and Brent, man, like anytime that guy hangs out, it's always fun. I had a lot of fun hanging out with Brent.
Yeah.
His bike, like I said, him bringing his bikes was really cool. Have you been looking at bikes on Marketplace and stuff?
That's all I've been looking at.
I know. Me too. I have one and I'm still looking at it.
Because it's about to be Black Friday.
And like, oh, yeah.
The okay. one I really wanted is on sale and it's sold out.
What is it?
It's a Monza.
Oh. It's You're like not going to go SE?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to do a Monza or there's another one called Crew. But just because.
I've seen the Crew ones. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Just because the SE ones, they don't always have the one you want. Right. So it's like and they have different colors and different this yeah. and the ones that they have right now, I don't want them.
Like, well, that, yeah. So like right now I have a Mongoose. I have a 26 inch Mongoose. That's a pretty cool bike. It's black with like blue tires and stuff. It's pretty cool. But, the color thing, like I've been looking at Marketplace because yeah, like a lot of people here. Are selling the older color. So like I've been like my specific one I'm looking for is I want an all blue bike. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what year they came out with an all blue bike because they change it every year. They come out new colors and new styles and stuff, which is the only way you could really sell bikes like that. You know, there's these very expensive bikes and, you know, how do you get people to buy multiple very expensive bikes? Oh, you make them
weird limited color. Edition. It's limited all edition. Marketing.
Okay, this is funny to kind of go off the rails a little bit, but my kid playing softball, they do the same thing with bats. Mm-hmm. Like they have these, they're $500 bats, but what they do, they're the same freaking bat. They've made the same bat for like, I don't know how many years, but this one, they come up with like kitschy names for it. Like the lemonade mm-hmm. colorway, mm-hmm. the cotton candy colorway.
It's and the these, Dixon flannel.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Dixon flannel model. You know, it's yeah. like yeah, how many flannels can you get if you call them, you know, interesting things and make them cool colors.
Yeah,
you know.
So the one I want is this one. Oh, of course, it's being stupid. I don't know if you could see it or not.
Oh, that's nice. That's a Monza.
Yeah, it's all chrome tough. And blue. And then they have like that one, and then they have this one, which is sick too.
Hmm. Hmm. I'm feeling I like blue better, so I'm feeling the blue, but that's pretty tough. I like that.
Yeah, too. I like red better, but I also mm-hmm. I eat both of those, like, but they're both sold out. So like,
oh, and these really? Are
27 and a half inch bikes.
20, you don't want to go 29?
No.
No?
No, it's too big.
I thought that too, but after riding around on Brent's all weekend, I'm kind of feeling the 29s.
I feel like I like cruising around on them, but I want to rip around the neighborhood. I kind of want to like. It just feels too cruiser to me.
Okay. So that's interesting. Because Mike's Milan's is a 26,
which I really liked.
Okay. So yeah, you like that size. My my Mongoose is a 26, which is fine. Like I like it, but I don't know. Just you nailed it. The 29s are cruisy. They're very like soft.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Definitely.
Where like, the other ones are more nimble. You know.
That's it. I like nimble. Mm-hmm. I like to kind of. Duck in and duck out and stuff like that's kind of how I popped Mike's tire apparently. Definitely wasn't the tube that was from like whenever that sitting in the sun.
Yeah. I mean, that just, they go bad. Right.
Let's see. Friday we rolled into Dino's. It was crazy when we rolled in on Thursday just to set the booth up. Like the amount of
just cause like there's already a lot going on.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. It looked like SEMA.
Oh, it is. It's dude. It's basically a C10 Expo. Is basically what it is. Yeah, I think is
not
the
even
most accurate
C10s
way.
Anymore. It's all Chevy trucks. So like,
I have a thought about that too. But yeah, go ahead.
It's going back to kind of the bikes. Last year, I only left the booth once, and it was to walk to Chris Coddington's booth, Hot Rods by Boyd, mm-hmm. and talk to him real quick for Ed about wheels, and then I walked back. I never left the booth.
Yeah.
Having the bikes there, I was all over the place.
Yeah, you're out.
I went and talked to, yeah, I was like, went to talk to Slam, went to talk to all these different vendors, and just was kind of like, quote unquote, networking.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like, oh, this is kind of like what you're supposed to do at these things. And it felt like you could, every wheel company was there, every suspension company, every chassis company, every apparel company. So going around, and it felt like a trade show almost in that aspect.
That's totally the vibe. And what I was going to say is like, in Dino's past, I've always, like, even this year, I was like, I got to do a C10 shirt, you know. It doesn't matter. You could literally, so you could, like, I'm a mini truck brand pretty much, you know, but there were tons of mini truckers there. We saw tons and tons of mini truckers, even like regular, like even the C10 guys. Like what I'm trying to say is it's not niche specific. Like the overall show is niche specific, but you don't have to like worry about being a C10 brand or like taking C10 stuff there, because it has become so big and so massive that, and people like variety, you know? So if there's like,
well, I learned something this year with my sales.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm leaving the mini truck stuff at home next year.
Okay.
I might bring one or two, but I am making shirts next year that are for that show. I would have made...
Which is the complete opposite of what I just said.
I would have made 3 to 4 times the amount of money if I would have done that. Ooh. If I would have had... Because I'm looking at my what's selling, and it was the OBS shirt and the tailgate shirt, a little of the headlight shirt, mm-hmm. and I think
that's
I
sold... That's true. The Maggie Valley shirt didn't sell very well.
Didn't sell any of those, really. Mm-hmm. Sold like couple Panda shirts, a couple of the other Maggie Valley t-shirt, the multiple trucks. But I'm like, if I had not necessarily Chevrolet shirts, but like a Dooley, my Dooley shirt, my K5 shirt, all these shirts I printed in the past, if I would just do a small run of each of those and put those out there, I would have, it would have murdered.
Yeah.
So like, but like you said, when I had the Datsun shirt out there, it did really good. And like, it doesn't have to be C10. It could be OBS. It could be Dooley. It could be Datsun. It could be S10. It could be anything. Because a lot of those people that are there are just spectators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of them. A lot of them.
So they're not there to technically look at a Chevy. They're just there because there's an event going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you have a cool shirt,
the largest, you know, event going on at that time.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. That's what I took away. Yeah. So like, I guess, yeah, I don't know. I just think people enjoy cool things. And if there's a cool design, then they're, you know, they're not going to like look at that one and go like, oh, it's not a C10, so I'm not going to get it. Like, no, they're going to just go like, oh, that's a cool design.
But if you're
like
trying, if you're trying to make money, the odds are in your favor Chevy truck stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily, and you're in a better position to do this because you don't have to print a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
You could literally print 4 Chevy truck shirts or 3 Chevy truck shirts and 1 this shirt for that show. Make your money back and more.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to print 100 of each of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely whatever approach you want to take at it.
I like the making money approach.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our, cause I have another opinion on the whole thing. Let's talk about our friend Larry, which was hilarious. So we set up across from a guy who was selling like these like illuminated sports signs and other kind of like random things. Okay.
Random as random can be.
And it turns out like, and he was like, so he had his boombox out front and he's like playing oldies, which was cool. Oldies are cool if you do a little bit. And then this dude was just like strictly what this is. So me and Brent are standing there and we're like, man, it'd be really cool if this guy like played something a little bit different, you know? And then so we're like trying to like scheme like how to get this guy to change his music. And the only reason I'm saying that is to give it some background. Like, we don't know who this guy is. So then Kim, our friend Kim from the club, came and she was helping out in the booth. Turns out she knows this guy from when she was like a little girl. Like, this guy's been going to the car swap meets forever, as long as Kim's been going to car swap meets forever. To the thing where like, she rocks up to the booth and me and Brent are like scheming about this thing. And she goes, oh, that's my friend Larry. And we're like, what? And she goes, hi, Larry. And he goes, Kim. And it was like this like total moment, right? And it was kind of cool because then after that, Larry was like our friend. Like,
our best friend. Cool. Yeah, he was part of the crew.
He was part of the crew. My thought is kind of like he was there. And I'm not like necessarily like talking bad about him or his what he was selling or anything like that. It's just kind of like this interesting like little cusp. Like he there was him. There were other vendors selling like Hot Wheel toys. Like that made sense. Like Hot Wheel toys at a car show. That makes sense. But like, does Dino have to be like that worked? Like, does he have to make a decision? Like maybe not have too much stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I would think yes.
Okay.
I would think yes. And I think they even said it has to be some sort of automotive related type deal.
Now, to be fair, he did have a couple like signs that were like Felix Chevrolet signs, you know?
Yeah, so, and like, I think maybe he's like, yeah, I sell automotive signs. And then he kind of got his way in there and then he set up his Santa Clauses crawling up chains.
Yeah. That was the stuff that I was like, even the sports stuff is maybe, obviously we like trucks, we like sports like that, maybe. But then like, yeah, so there was like the Christmas decorations and stuff.
Yeah, very...
I mean, it was swap meet.
You allow one or a couple of those guys in there. But again, like you said, there's people that are going to buy that stuff. Because if you have... I'll just talk about the apparel side of things.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is a C10 shirt, that's why we sell a couple of our shirts that are not C10 stuff. Because people are like, oh, it's just another C10 shirt. Oh, it's just
they like variety.
Oh, yeah. So they're like, oh, that's a thing. So the people that are there that are just spectators and kids and people collect, like, you know, people collect stuff like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, he I was think, definitely like, he was like hawking toys out of there. Like, you know, yeah, you're right. Just like little kids walking by.
Yeah.
It worked. You know, I just meant from like an overall aesthetic from Dino's Get Down being Dino's Get Down, the C10 Chevy only premier show.
I think you let one or two of those people in and that's it.
Right. Right.
Because like you said, if you have an aisle of those people, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, exactly.
And like with our show, you have to be automotive. I don't want Etsy people in there. I don't want like selling whatever. It's got to be automotive, basically related. Mm-hmm. But this goes back too, to like we were talking about. It's all different years of trucks now. Now it's not Dino's C10 Get Down. It's Dino's Get Down. Mm-hmm. All Chevy trucks. Well, I remember the first year they let a newer one in. I was like
a newer truck, man. like an NBS.
Yeah, it was like NBS or something. I was like, oh man, that kind of ruins it.
Oh.
Like I was like, I liked it just being like OBS and back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get a lot of the newer stuff in there, and then it just I don't want to say it ruins it, but it brings in a different type of crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see those guys with just blaring stereos, and this is me being old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blaring stereos, and it just creates a different type of event.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it could ruin it, but sometimes having just the older stuff there is kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
But then you have all these vendors that cater to newer stuff and older stuff, so it was cool. I think it is cool to mesh it all together and just make it all Chevys. All Chevys, all years, doesn't matter.
I think that, I really love that about the show, because Friday is the truck only, and then Saturday is the GM, everything. Yeah, so
you got lowriders coming in, you've got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, which I think is cool, because it definitely adds a new flavor to everything, especially like my favorite part of the show is of all shows is cruising. So like on Friday when everything starts winding down and he has sort of like a cruise loop set up, you know, so there's a few people who go cruising around. So like it definitely helps out, you know, mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I like that, because a lot of people will leave Saturday and they won't bring their vehicles back because they already did the Friday thing, or they'll leave Friday and then they don't want to wait in line and stuff. So it's almost like a whole, it refreshes the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It shakes it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, but that's great. Yeah. So walking around, now that you had a chance to like walk around, cruise around, did you see anything like that you just really, really liked?
It's funny because I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, no, you know what though? I totally get that. Because since we do this so often, we're kind of like, our brains are just oversaturated with like super cool stuff. Like, yeah, sometimes that happens.
There was all kinds of cool. I mean, the Soul Prince van was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
There was things that I didn't even see that I saw pictures of, and I was like, oh, that's sick.
That. I mean, again, it's like SEMA, so it's like that's bound to happen.
And I'm super focused on like getting to where I want to go. Mm-hmm. There were times where I just took the bike and just kind of cruised up, but I was just not necessarily looking at the trucks.
Right, right. You were just kind of like cruising around.
Just cruising around. Like I was out there a bunch of times just by myself, just coming around.
Yeah.
There was a funny moment when I was trying to hunt down Mike and Chupas.
Mm-hmm.
They were out there and they kept talking about this flat tire situation that you guys all have to watch the video for.
Yes.
And I kept hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. I was like, I need to find these fools. So like Carol and a couple other guys had bikes. And I was like, let's go find Mike and them. So we were like going down each aisle. It was a bike gang. We went to the other side and we were just like coming around. And then we finally found them.
That's awesome.
And we like ganged up on them, like just rolled up on them.
Like, a little skin. Heck yeah, that's awesome. I just want to talk about one truck that stuck out of my mind. And since this is going on my channel, I'll add the footage when you send it over. And I don't know if you saw it in person, but it was like a cement gray 67 to 72.
Yeah.
That thing is so bad. Yeah. It was the wheels. Like the truck was really cool, but it was the wheels. Like it had these like, I think there were 2 or 3 P's. I don't know what they were, but they were the offset was perfect on them. They were like this rose gold color with a polished lip. And then it's like the rose gold color against the gray truck with black trim. The whole thing was just absolutely killer. And I wish I would have spent more time looking at it because I kind of like, I was doing the same thing you were doing. I was cruising around the bike, stop, you know, see something cool, film a little bit and kind of keep moving on. But I wish I would have took a longer look at it. Well, whose booth was that in? Do you know? I don't even know. That's why like I didn't spend any time. I just got like, oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. And then kind of kept on moving.
Yeah, I don't know. There was that avocado green square body. I don't know if you saw a bunch of pictures of that. It's like 2 shades of green. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It was more traditional with traditional wheels on it and stuff, but you just don't see a lot of those colored green trucks.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun that like there's a few builds out there now that are kind of like, because there was another truck there that kind of goes like way, and I still liked it, but it was like, so if you have like your reds and blacks and whites, and then you have that one guy with the like turquoise green on the pink wheels, like that's the other side of it. I like how things are kind of moving into this direction of like that, like those kind of greens, like subtle greens, this like gray, this perfect gray with these different color wheels, like putting rose gold wheels on a truck like that, like not a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
You know, they would just stick with like, you know, polished billet or, you know, the brushed look or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like it how people are starting to experiment with stuff. Last year it was that, that Tiffany blue, C10, beautiful color, beautiful truck. Like it's cool that people are kind of experimenting with colors now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like awesome. Also our friend Tristan came out and hung out all weekend, not all weekend, but was hanging out with us. That was really cool.
Yeah. That was awesome. The house wasn't as packed as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. But it was still fun, man.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, he came down. I actually, you know, that was the, I don't know if we've crossed paths before because you know how bad my memory is, but it was really cool to get to know him a little bit better, mm-hmm. you know, get to know him a little bit better, figure out what he does. That's Tristan, Designs by Tristan. Renderings by Tristan on Instagram. He's also, I didn't know he was also a tattoo artist. He does incredible tattoos, like incredible tattoos. And I don't know. I forget the, hey man, I pulled the first one. I got the first one semi-right. Don't ask me for the second.
Stained
Life. There you go. Stained Life. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Like stain the skin.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. Yeah. So it was great to hang out and meet him. Like I said, hanging out with Brent. Chupas is always a good time. The Chupas saga was pretty. Oh,
yeah. So we got to tell the airport story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I fly Chupas out for this one and a couple other ones where it's just kind of crazy and he can kind of go and film because he's awesome. You know what I mean? And don't have to really worry about me filming. So we bought his plane ticket a long time ago and he lives in Fresno. So Fresno is a tiny little airport, but it's so easy for, instead of him driving 4 or 5 hours to LA.
Yeah. Which he's done before. He's driven to LA and he's driven to San Francisco.
But it just sucks because when you fly home, then you got to drive home.
Yeah.
Like, it really sucks. So, but he's like, hey, I want to work on Thursday. So fly out Thursday night. So the plane was supposed to leave like 7:30 PM California time and land at 10. And we had this great plan. We were going to go to the open house and then we were going to go to downtown, get some pizza and wings and then pick him up. And we were all excited for this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it got delayed an hour and then delayed an hour and then delayed an hour. And then it got delayed till 7:30 the next morning. And I was like, I don't even know if he's going to get on this plane. Like, I don't even know.
There was a moment you were like, I may have to do this myself.
Yeah. So I was just like, I'm going to have to film, which is fine. Cause then I was just like, oh, Frank can go film Mike and do, cause you would enjoy doing something like that. Mm-hmm. Running around with Mike. It would be fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is just how it's going to go. And then he sent me a picture of him at the airport in the morning. And I was like, oh, he's getting on the plane. Is the plane even going to leave? Like, I don't even know. And then...
wasn't it one point that it wasn't he... I was confused about one thing. Was at one point that it was going to land at 12:30 or take off at 12:30?
There was another flight leaving at 12:30. A separate flight. And I was like, mm-hmm. just tell him to book you on that flight if you miss this flight. Mm-hmm. Because then we'll still have all day Saturday to film and
right.
and whatever. And so, yeah. And then I noticed I had the flight tracker on my phone and I noticed... looked at it and it had landed and I was like, oh, this fool's just gonna show up. He's not even gonna say he's landed or nothing.
And that's exactly what he did. He just hanging out in the booth and he walks up, he's like, hey! Yeah. Like, hey! It was great. It was super cool. And then he just hit the ground running, just out there filming.
Yep. And then Ed was there, Ed and Oscar from Texas.
Yeah, our club in Texas. And he brought out the Tecabron.
Yep.
Which is his Blazer dually.
Yep.
Which is crazy. He's all, yeah, this thing's been done for 11 years. I'm like, again, back to that like time flying thing. It's like, no, man, we were just at LST and you just brought this. And like, that just happened.
I remember when it went to SEMA.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it that same year in 15 or 14?
I think it was one of those.
One of those. It was a long time
ago. I think SEMA 14, LST 15, something like that.
That's what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I don't know, man. Time is really messing with me.
Definitely. But yeah, so that was crazy. But that truck is so cool. Like, it's just so, it's such a, I don't even know how to describe that thing. It's like aggressive, but elegant, but crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
I think that's the best way to describe that thing.
There's a lot going on there.
A lot going on there, but it's great to see him and his brother and hanging out. So yeah, it was really cool.
But man, it was just a lot of fun. Like, when I was all over with, I was like, kind of just want to hang out and ride bikes with my friends now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That show. So now I'm going to figure out how to take a bike to like LST.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to take bikes to LST.
Yeah, and it'd be cool. I was already looking into, obviously you can put them in the back of the truck, but Brent's bike rack thing that he had in the back, I was like, oh, that'd be cool to have one of those. So it's just funny how like we go on these, like I asked you, like how much you've been looking at bikes. Like,
oh, yeah.
Since then.
And it's literally every ad on my social medias is like, bikes, 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 bikes. And I'm like, then I was looking at buying a bike a while ago. So I was like starting to do research on them and figuring out like some are made of like, you don't want the ones like you were saying, the Mongoose, those are all made out of like steel. You don't want those.
Yeah. You want the chromoly ones.
Yeah. But I'm not going to dirt jump it. Like, I'm not going to like,
I can take it off any sweet jumps,
but I also weigh a little bit. So like, I want it to be, and then the crew ones are all aluminum.
Oh, like, really?
But then they start messing with your head. You're like, do you need a full chromoly and you need this? And I'm like, I don't need that. I would be fine with a all steel Schwinn Predator or something like that.
That's what my Mongoose, like you said, that's what my Mongoose is. Yeah. But it fits the look. You want the look, right? Like, that's what ultimately you want. You want the BMX style look.
Yeah, I want exactly what Mike has.
Yeah, those are BMX bikes.
Yeah, just a BMX bike. And I love that. I think I'm going to end up with, eventually I'll end up with a 26 and a 29.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Kind of have both options.
Yeah, exactly, because the 29s were fun cruising around, and so was the other one, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's just funny how, like, because, I mean, I know people are listening. There's, like, a ton of bike guys out there, so we're going to get we're gonna get a lot of suggestions and stuff, which is great. Like, that's cool. Yeah, give us all the suggestions. But it is funny how like it's like the skateboard thing, like, you know, getting old boards and stuff and little or not safer necessarily, but a little less likely you're going to eat crap on a bike.
Than a skateboard. I feel way more comfortable zooming in around on a bike than a skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got on the bike. I just feel comfortable on a bike because that's all I did. Mm-hmm. So like I was like, oh, this is me. Yeah. The skateboard, I could just sit there.
Yep. Yeah. Those are fun to look at. Yeah. But bikes are actually fun to ride. I'm actually going to take mine out tomorrow. I pulled mine. It's funny that even before this weekend about all the whole bike thing, I pulled my bike out of the storage thing. And because I haven't ridden it in a few years. Because we got it was that time during COVID when like, you know, we
everybody got bikes.
Everybody got bikes. And I was very lucky because I got mine for like, I bought mine from Walmart for like, I think it was like $250 or something like that. So it was really, really, you know, decently priced. It was in stock. I got it. But it was kind of at the beginning before everything got sold out.
Yeah.
And man, during that whole time, we were riding every single day.
Yeah.
You know, just because like I said, we didn't have much to do. But, and then it got put away for a while, but I pulled it back out. It needs tubes.
So you have a you have a dirt lot and a tractor. We could build a sweet track at your house.
We could, yeah. But I don't think I want to do that.
No, we could build the track, but then just stare at it because we're not going to ride it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that'll probably
be more. We just invite people over.
Yeah, so we can all stand around and stare
at it. No, we can invite people that know how to ride.
Oh, okay.
And then we could be the old guys that revived the track in the neighborhood.
There you go.
Yeah. We could use the cars. You could jump over the cars. We could put a car. We could
bury the cars.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, where'd all the cars go? Well, under there somewhere.
We turned them into sweet jumps.
Sweet jumps. Now there's a cool bike path near my house. It's I don't know how long it is, but it's like really long. So and that's what we would go be that would that's what we would ride on when we were riding bikes a lot.
Have you seen the ones on TikTok and Instagram? They're in a big warehouse and they have different like there's the green trail and the red trail.
Oh,
and
I have
the
orange seen those. Trail,
and yeah. Then you could just like. It's just you're just zooming around and some are mm-hmm. harder than the others. I was like, that's mm-hmm. I want to go on one of those.
Yeah, those are cool. I bet you that'd be exhausting too. That's a yes. lot of work.
Yes,
it's fun just to like this one is just like it's probably I would guess it's probably like 3 miles long, maybe a little longer, and it's nice just to get on it, just cruise, and then just come back. I don't know, whatever. bike life. That's the new brand.
I know. We're going to go on those rideouts where there's like thousands of people riding bikes around.
So it's funny because people know my kind of disdain for cyclists. I kind of feel the same way about those guys too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like they're in my neighborhood too. They do this gigantic one and there's probably like 200-300 people in this thing. They all meet at the Best Buy. And this is bad. But because it's what we used to do. We used to just meet up in parking lots with our trucks and just hang out and be kind of obnoxious. And that's how these guys are. And then they get on the road and then they just like this gigantic swarm of people going up and down the roads.
Oh, see, they do it here, but they do it like in downtown.
That would be more fun.
Yeah. And they do the ones in San Diego and LA, like the downtown stuff is like
that seems fun.
Yeah. I don't want to go out on Bear Valley Road and ride my bike.
Yeah. And that's what they don't do it on Bear Valley. They do it on Apple Valley Road, which is this way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, still it's like, you know. I know, and this is me sounding very old man. I'm like, hey, look, can you just get the heck out of the way? Like, I got places to be. Yeah, you guys look very cool. Oh, wheelies, neat. All right, get out of the way.
Do I have to go home and sit on my couch?
Yeah, I have places to be. I gotta go sit in my office and look on the internet.
Yeah,
get out of my way.
I gotta get on Facebook and complain about something.
Yeah. But yeah, no, but I do think it's cool though.
And then you have the beach too. Like the beach is the best place.
That's to ride a bike, the best one. Yeah, right? That's absolutely the best one.
So I feel like there's going to be mini truck beach days in our future.
Oh, for sure, dude. Both of our trucks, bikes in the back, posted up.
Brent C10.
Yeah,
Eric rides bike. Eric's got bikes.
I know Eric's got bikes too, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is mini truck bike days. And then we just invite everybody. And then we're going to be the annoying bike people that you hate. Because we're going to.
Yeah, but at least it'll be me doing it. And then I don't care.
It's okay when you do it. It's okay when we do it. It's like burnouts. I don't want people burning out. But if I want to burn out, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. Yes, that's exactly what it is. No, I like that idea. And I think a lot of people like that idea. We should totally do that.
We used to do. I did this one time from Featherly Park. I don't know if it's called Featherly Park anymore, but it's the 91 freeway. Mm-hmm. There's a big park right there, right at near the dam, the Prado Dam.
Oh, yeah. Like, wait, that 91-215 area?
No, 91. Here, I'll tell you what it is right now. Because you got to like know. It's where they had the Brothers Truck Show for a long time. It's the 91 and stick with me here for a minute.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the episode. This is when it gets real dicey.
So you know Prado Dam?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Okay. I haven't been there, but I know of it.
I don't know what the park is called anymore. Oh, yeah, it's still called Featherly Regional Park. Mm. So it's on the 91 and Gypsum Canyon Road. So if you know where Prado Dam is, you know the big dam right there. It's a few miles west of that.
Okay.
So we would go there, camp at Featherly Park, and in the morning we would ride to the beach. We would take
from
the,
there?
Yeah. For we would go from there, and we would, because there's the bike trail that goes along the whole river.
Oh, there is? I'm not aware of this.
They originally wanted to make this from the mountains to the sea, basically from the foothills of Big Bear, where the Santa Ana River starts.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a bike trail that goes all the way to the beach.
Oh, wow.
So there's that. It starts there, and it goes all the way to the beach, and then there's parts of it in, like, Riverside.
Is that the one that passes, like, Angel Stadium and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did that on a BMX bike.
That's wild.
Everyone there, I roll up, and I had my BMX bike, and everyone there had 10 speeds in mountain bikes, and I'm all...
You're all dorks. That's good.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have that. I have this. And they're just like, you're going to ride that all the way there? I'm all, yeah.
How many miles is that?
I don't know, 20-something miles.
Jeez, dude. And you rode back?
No, we got picked up.
Oh, okay.
It was a ride out, basically. It was a bunch of people that meet there, and then they ride that trail.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
Yeah, we're going to. I like where this is going. I definitely like where this is going. I think it'll be cool. Bag body drop trucks and BMX bikes, which I'm pretty sure people already do. There's already like a bunch of people saying, like, yeah, we do that anyway. Yeah, so if you do that, let us know.
Yeah. And invite us. We want to be in your BMX gang.
Yeah, we want to be in a new gang.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
But yeah, so it was just a super fun weekend. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, I know. Me too. We talked about this a little bit, and maybe this is not the right time to bring it up, but the shelf life of shows, what's going to happen. I don't know. I just don't know if this thing is going to continue to grow and be monstrous. I don't know if it's going to regress a little bit. I don't even know. This thing is so crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's got a lot of years ahead of it.
Yeah.
Because Dino doesn't seem stressed out about it. And that's the biggest thing. Like him and his wife or whatever she is, Terry, you know, like it was just as big as it was. It stresses me out seeing big shows like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was stressing Lonnie out. Lonnie was there and he's just like, how does all this happen?
I know. He's like, I don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, if you're questioning going to Dino's and you've never been, just go. Like, just figure out how to get there. Go to SEMA, go to Day to Remember in Vegas, stay a week in Phoenix, do Phoenix things, do Arizona things, or go to Southern California, go to the beach, then come to Phoenix, like make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
But go.
And not even if you're not even into C10 trucks, it's just a giant custom truck show.
And that's the thing we were saying earlier, right? You're saying like mini truckers were there. Like there were people there that don't have Chevy trucks that it doesn't matter. It's just the atmosphere being around trucks.
Yep. Being around around custom car people, custom truck people, because we all like they're all the dude. A bag truck is a bag truck, no matter the make, model, or anything like that. It's just cool.
And the vendors there aren't Chevy specific vendors, right?
No,
it's like you have all the suspension and all that stuff, so you could go there and kind of talk to them about anything you want.
Yeah, and especially like the US Max booth with Hymas truck there, that was pretty cool. You know,
yeah, so. Yeah, it's cool to see like a couple things like that, but I don't want it. I don't want it to change.
No,
even though I'm not a Chevy person per se or whatever, I want it to stay. But seeing the like that in there is cool.
It makes it not even a sprinkle, like just a speck.
Yeah,
like it just needs a little speck of something interesting and cool.
Yeah,
I agree. Completely agree.
Do I want to talk about like any upcoming shows?
So we're kind of flat for the next couple months until. Well, no, you're going to Turkey Drag next month,
dude. So I'm going to Turkey Drag, and then January 3rd is the Modded Culture show out here.
Yeah, you have a couple things going on in that.
Basically, it is kind of flat from, it's usually severed at the beginning of December, and then it's flat until almost LST, right?
Right.
But this year, Turkey Drag, for me, is replaced Severed, because Severed is now January 31st, and I'm really excited for that show.
Yeah, me too.
And then there's a sunset show the weekend after that out here.
That's right.
And then we roll right back into LST. And
then that whole cycle starts again. And this year we have LST and we have our show and Mini Nats. And then
Rolling in the Red Rocks is back.
I have to quickly mention Drop Zone. Not Drop Zone. Dumbass. Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's so much. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be our show, and then the weekend after that is Danger Zone, which is we're going to talk about that more soon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so put that on your calendars. It's in Porterville. I think Porterville.
Yep.
Because yeah, I said Visalia last time, but it's actually Porterville now.
It used to be Visalia, but he was saying that now it's going to be in Porterville because that's where kind of
I was talking to Georgie about it, and everyone up there is excited for it. So
that's awesome. Be good. Well, that's their jam. That was like that show was their jam.
Yeah. And then,
Mini Nats. So yeah, so LST, our show, Danger Zone, Mini Nats, Rolling in the Red Rocks.
Riz back. They took a year back. Off. He's back. It's mm-hmm. the first weekend of May now. It's the weekend that Cruise of the Pines used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then May. And then what else is? Oh, then I've got the other C10 show up in mm-hmm. Moab. What else is going on? I should have a list. I'm going to need to make a list.
We'll have a more accurate list. This is just kind of like off the top of our heads.
Yeah, right but now. Then we were talking about this in our group last night. I was like, I want to go to Camp and Drag.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, so now we have Camp and Drag in July. I've never been, but I want to go. I said I always wanted to go with my truck.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't know how vendory it is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I need to knock that off my list if my truck's done.
Yeah.
But then the weekend after that is C10 Slowdown.
Yeah, which I was like, yeah, I'd be interested. And then when I found out that Slowdown and then the other thing, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I don't think I could do that.
But then after the weekend after Slowdown, there's a new event that's happening, and it's up in the Pacific Northwest. And
okay, so we're talking about it. All right, I was like looking at you like, where are you going with this? Yes,
there's a bunch of people up in the Northwest that have come together, and they're gonna we're in Salem at the fairgrounds mm-hmm. there, where Drop Zone, what you mentioned earlier, and mm-hmm. Relax in the Northwest, those two were there. But it's gonna be the Northwest Mini Truck and Nationals.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So
that's exciting. That's big news. You heard it here first on the drop.
July 31st, August 1st, that weekend right there. So, yeah, that's going to be a crazy 3 weeks.
It's going to be a crazy 3 weeks. But that show is going to be really cool. I love Salem. Is Salem and Eugene the same place?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
But isn't the fairgrounds in Eugene?
It's in Salem.
Oh, it's in Salem?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that place. I love that place. I don't know which one is which.
What's funny is Oregon's a very short state. You hit Medford, and then you hit Eugene, which Eugene mm-hmm. is where we got the wings, right?
That's where the airport is. Right. So then they're like next to each other then.
Yeah, because we stayed in Eugene.
Okay.
Because we had to pick, I think we picked Angie up from the airport that morning, something. Mm-hmm. And then Salem is just north, and then Portland's just north of Salem.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Washington right on the other side of Portland. So
I just love that. That is like a great break from, you know, I mean, you coming out of Arizona in the heat, and even where I'm at, it's hot. Like that's a nice little break. And like, you know, when
relaxing, it's still hot up there though.
No, it's still hot, but it's not as hot as,
well, I remember one year we went up to Washington, me and Dave Pratter in the red truck, the red dually he had.
Oh yeah.
It was 110 in freaking Grants Pass.
Yeah, I mean, it does get hot, but that little specific area where
not
the fairgrounds,
bad.
It's not as bad because it's like a little more green. And Oregon is weird anyway. Like you come out, you go up California, you go through Northern California. It's like woodsy and you're like, this is crazy. And then you go over a little hill and then it's like the desert and that's like Medford, Oregon. And then it like slowly turns back into like the piney, you know.
There's always fires. Remember, we always drive through forest fires.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one fire was gnarly. Yeah. But, you know, I was going to say that the Pacific in the Northwest show, when it was at the fairgrounds, was peak. It was so awesome. When they moved it to the drag strip, it was still a lot of fun, but it lacked that.
There was no trees there. Yeah.
Yeah. It lacked the aesthetic that you think, you know, of when you think of Oregon. So I'm really glad that, you know, they're having it there. I love that area. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to finally see all of our PNW friends that I keep like skirting. Like I have a couple friends who are like, oh, you know, because they're very close to Reading and the Freaktoberfest, you know, and they go there every year and they're like, are you going to go? And it just never works out. So good to see our PNW friends. That'll be fun.
They're all coming together to do it because that's the issue up there is they all throw each show. And it's like mm-hmm. they're all now coming together to throw, you know, to throw this one show.
Well, I mean, I think the general idea is you have Mini Nats on the East Coast, which is an incredible show that we always talk about and highly revere. We need the West Coast version of that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they're aiming for is the West Coast version of that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which exactly. is going to be, I mean, it may take a couple times, but if it can be built into something like that, will be absolutely incredible.
Yeah. The only thing difference is the, like, they don't have the cruising in the city, but
right.
you can cruise around the campground.
Yeah. Which is also fun. Like, that is just as fun, in my opinion. It is just as fun, which is like I said earlier, that's my favorite part, but lots of exciting stuff.
The ideal thing would be, and I know this won't work out, but would be to go to Slowdown and then leave Slowdown on Sunday and drive up the coast to Oregon.
That'd be cool.
But that's a lot of time away for you. So
it is a lot of time away for me. And I'm trying to be better at now is being not saying, yeah, all right, yeah, I'm in. I'm trying to say, like, I'm very interested, but I have to see how this all shakes out. Cause my kid, I was telling you, my kid is going to be playing two tournaments next year, one in Utah, one in Colorado. So that's going to take, and that's like a new thing for us. Cause we've been doing the travel ball thing now for a while. But it's always been kind of local, like always Southern California, always in, you know, our area and everything. So this is our first one that's like far, far. So that'll be an interesting dynamic to balance too. But
yeah.
But let's say I'm only general idea-ing this. My truck will be done by then. Cruise my truck slow. Cruise it up to Oregon.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
It would be cool. Will it be done by then?
I don't know. That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Panda's all like, I don't know,
man. 2027 is looking kind of open.
Yeah, I know. 2027.
You're just like, cool.
I don't know if you want to commit to this or, but are we taking the Tacoma to Mini Nats? Your Tacoma to Mini Nats?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure anyway. So, you know, your truck next year, 26, maybe my truck, 27, you know?
Listen, if we could make it happen to where we went to Slowdown and there was a break in the softball or you didn't have, or you know what I mean? Or like one weekend was softball, one weekend wasn't, and you could miss one weekend and it wasn't two weekends in a row. I don't know how you are with missing one thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many games they play. Like, single one of them? Like,
well, yeah, it's one and or two. It's so, yeah, and it's so like, I can't even guarantee anything. It's just such an interesting thing. And I know all the sports parents listening know that, like, it's, you don't know. You just go like, I ask Angie all the time, like, what's going on with this? And she's like, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But anyway, exciting year coming up. Lots of exciting stuff. We're going to wind out this year. We're going to go at it again.
It's all we know how to do.
Yeah. It's all we know how to do. And we're going to make it happen. But anything, go to our websites. Are we done? Are you done?
We're done. I'm done.
Go to our websites. Buy stuff, please. And thank you for buying stuff.
Yeah.
LiveLifeCustom.com, GoodLife.com.
Yep. TheGoodLife.com.
TheGoodLife.com.
The.
G-O-U-D-E.
G-O-U-D-E.
Yep. All right, cool.
All right.
Later.